Hi, it's Karen and may kwento na naman ako today. Actually, I'm cramming this episode recording it on the last day of 2021 and grabe, patapos na ang 2021. And instead of actually studying for my exams next week, yung ORL or otorhinolaryngology and cardiology exams ko, scheduled kasi sila sa first week of 2022. And honestly, I just want to talk about how 2021 felt for everyone, well, especially how I felt about it. So, the past few days, I've been binge-watching summaries of how 2021 as a year, and it should suffice to say na it's not been good for many. I mean, personally, I had a number of small wins such as starting this podcast and passing the licensure exam for pharmacists. Yan. But I think these achievements are not enough to overcome the fact na we're still under a pandemic and most of us can't still go out of our houses kasi nga, like, wala pa rin face-to-face classes, ganyan, kasi the threat of the virus is still out there. And ngayon, lalo na, na there's Omicron, probably making 2022, well, at least the start, hopefully, pretty unbearable for many. Like the last time I checked kanina, nasa around 1.9 na ata, or 2,000, actually 2,000, basta exponential yung increase, ganyan. Pero sino ba naman ako para mag-predict kung anong mangyayari next year, diba? I would like to keep my hopes up na sana makontrol natin siya kasi malapit na tayo mag-season 3 ng pandemic na to. Anyway, as I've said nga, I tried watching 2021 mga wrapped up ganyan. And I just realized na halos di ako naging aware sa mga recent pop culture trends kasi marami din akong ginawa na this year, especially with handling med school and reviewing for the board exam. Well, yung mga naaalala ko, yung boat na na-stuck sa Suez Canal, which was like, I don't know, it was pretty funny nung nakita ko siya and everyone is making a meme about it this year. And of course, the existence of NFTs, which by the way is a very weird and very unlikable concept kasi whichever angle I look at it. But I won't expound kasi hindi pa ako masyadong nakakabasa about fictitious capital, ganyan. I think I need to be more informed before I make a statement on how I look at it, kung ano mang opinion ko about it. Yan. Para well-informed opinion naman yung sasabihin ko rito. Anyway, let's go back to the topic at hand. So ayun, ano bang magandang pag-usapan at the end of 2021, diba? Well, we can talk about how TikTok actually surpassed YouTube in terms of views and actually surpassed Google as the most visited website. Or pwede natin pag-usapan yung mga personal takeaways ko from this year. I mean, for me kasi, 2021 is not a year of closures and it's not a year of beginnings either. Kasi actually, 2020 yun. It was the year when I graduated from college and started med school. Honestly, 2021 feels like an in-between year kasi for some reason, and I mean, I'm grateful for the things I've achieved this year, but it felt so fast and yet so dragging. Pero when I see people in social media, actually it can be this is a reference ko naman yung sinabi ko sa first episode na nirelease ko na ayun, para ang daming na-achieve or ang daming milestones na naabot na makakilala ko ngayong taon. I know some people who got married and some who gave birth to their first child na. Some even got engaged and some started their own businesses. Actually, a lot of the people I know took their board exams as well as board exams this year and I'm really happy for the ones who past and even those who actually tried kasi ang hirap mag-exam na nakakulong ka lang dito sa bahay mo or sa condo tapos yung mga review classes online ganyan. And I also have friends who are now taking their postgraduate studies abroad yon. And so I think 2021 is a major year for them at least and I'm happy for them naman talaga. I just think the impact of 2021 is very relative and subjective as compared to 2020 and probably 2022. I mean, 2020 is when the world probably changed a lot because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And for 2022 naman, I think it's a year of transitions. Next year, we will have the national elections which can either make or break the state. Personally, I don't think the elections is the ultimatum on how we'll survive as a country, pero we cannot really deny its major impact on how many lives will be affected in the long run because of this democratic process. So, ayun, nasa na ba tayo? Really, 2021, may vibes siya na labing calm before the storm, ganyan. Honestly, I don't know what will happen in 2022, but I think society feels the fatigue already. Grabe, proof of this is yung, diba, I released a Christmas episode, ganyan, and we actually tried to celebrate Christmas. Pero, for many, the Christmas celebration last week felt a little bit less enjoyed by many. Honestly, I spent the Christmas sleeping most of the day. So, there's that. Ganun kami nag-celebrate ng Pasko ngayon kasi takot na din kaming lumabas, especially parang nararamdaman na rin na posibleng magkaroon ng surge given sa Omicron, ganyan. And mapapansin mo talaga that everybody feels tired na since most of the year was spent on working in order to survive against the rising prices of necessities and commodities ngayong 2021. Kaya kami, nagpahinga na lang sa bahay, ganyan. So ayun, by the way, yung perspective ko, my perspective comes from someone who's part of the middle class. Since of course, I'm pretty much surrounded by people from the upper middle class and actually upper class, lalo na nung nakapasok ako sa med school. I mean, I bear no hatred naman for those who are in a privileged position that didn't do any harm to anyone else. Na hindi nila ginagamit yung position nila para mamaliit na ibang tao, ganyan, or to actually surpass any loss dahil nga they're in a privileged position. I guess, at the end of the day, yung kung anumang social class nat and sometimes, it's just predicted by birth lottery kasi syempre pagkapanganak mo, it would really depend on the resources na meron ka in order to get to enter a great school, ganyan, and other things. So, ayun. Honestly, ilang beses ko na sinabi yun, word honestly, pero wala naman talaga, hindi naman to sugar-coated. I don't know how to do class analysis per se, but I do wish for a time where everyone has access to what they need and a time where we finally don't accept the notion of framing hard work as the crucial key to escape poverty. Since we know naman that the system works against those who don't have the resources in the first place. I think this point specifically has been a recurrent theme in some of my podcast episodes this year. Nagkataon lang na yung pandemic, it really emphasized the inequalities that we have in society, and 2021 has not been less cruel to the unfortunate, feeling ko. So ayun, 2021, it's been a really weird year. I mean, I can talk about how our second year in med school is probably the most difficult in terms of how complex the lectures are. Pwede ko rin namang pag-usapan kung gaano kabilis yung pacing. Pero I can actually talk about that in another episode pag natapos talaga namin yung year namin. Kasi I heard na mas mahirap da yung next sem, which will start the week after next week. After lang na exams namin, 1 weekend lang din, second sem na yan. Pero sige, as a final note na lang, pwede natin pag-usapan yung personal New Year's resolutions ko as a good final note on the final episode for this year. So, ayun. In 2022, I hope I can be more patient. Like yung inherent value, yung patience as a value. And hindi patient as in pasyente. Kasi ang mahal-mahal na magpagamot. And ang hirap given the situation now. I hope the healthcare system can be more accessible to everyone. Yun. So in 2022, I hope I can accept myself more in terms of how I look or be more confident at least with my physical attributes. I think I can share more on this next time, but let's just say it took a while for me to be comfortable with taking pictures, ganyan. And honestly, it's been an issue na parang, alam nyo, lalo na ngayong pandemic, madalas na iisip ko na kung ano bang pagtingin ko sa sarili ko as an individual, yan. And lastly, in 2022, I hope I can be less hard on myself. Kasi if there's the greatest critic on how I do things, it would be me really against myself. I mean, it used to be my parents, ganyan. But as time passed by, I just realized that some of the self-hatred na meron ako against myself ay kasalanan ko din naman kasi I sometimes set up expectations na alam ko naman realistically hindi ko kayang abutin, ganyan. Kasi I really tend to overestimate myself a lot these past few years. So ayun, siguro it may be inconsistent sa mga sinasabi kong mababa yung self-esteem ko, pero ayun, bottom line is I hope I can be more considerate on myself. Yun lang, bottom line yun lang naman yung hinihingin ko for the next year. Anyway, those are my 2022 resolutions and probably my 2021 review. Might be a little weird and unorganized actually ang kalat ng episode na to. But I'm glad I can share it with you guys and I hope you welcome 2022 on a more positive note. I'll probably try to release more episodes next year, but hindi ko kaya mag-promise fully, pero susubukan ko. So if you have any suggestions, actually Curious Cat is back na, parang iba lang yung domain nila. Nasa Twitter bio ko naman siya, at Karen the Potato. Ayun, Happy New Year everyone! So ayun, kaya medyo mahina yung boses ko this time around kasi ang daming background noise. And nakakulong na ako sa isang limited space para I can like at least talk more clearly yan. Anyway, magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time, next year. Bye!